91X News.
It's 1 degree and overcast at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Ashley Clark. Toronto police say they've arrested four officers in connection with a 2014 case. Chief Mark Saunders says the four face a total of 17 charges, 9 for obstruction of justice and 8 for perjury. He says that he still has confidence in the force despite the most recent charges.
The vast majority of the men and women that come to work do a fantastic job, are professional, understand the core values, live to the core values. So do we have some people that do not? Yes, they do. Do we have mechanisms in place to identify and to deal with? Yes, we do. Do they work? Absolutely. Today's a classic example of just that.
Word of the charges comes days after another Toronto officer, Constable James Fursillo, was found guilty of attempted murder in the shooting death of a local teen. A Kingston prison is in lockdown following an assault on an inmate. Collins Bay Institution Assistant Warden Wayne Buller says a prisoner was found to have been assaulted in the medium security unit early Tuesday morning. The inmate has been taken to hospital for treatment, and the OPP and the institution are investigating. A lockdown and a search of the medium security unit have been ordered, which may affect regularly scheduled visits. Bellet's Talk Day set all new records yesterday, reaching over 100 million calls, texts, tweets, and shares, which will raise over $6 million for Canadian mental health. The campaign announced in September that it will continue running for another 5 years. Many Belleville residents may have seen Councillor Egerton Boyce riding his bicycle around town last June, but for the month of February, he has a new project in mind. Deanna Fraser has the story.
The city councillor will be leaving his car at home once again, but this time will be taking the bus for his local commute. He says he's taking on the project for many reasons, one of them being to educate himself on the pros and cons of the transit system.
It's going to make me aware of what we need to do in the city to make it more convenient.
Last June, Boyce traded his car for a bike to check out the city's cycling trails firsthand. Now, he wants to go out and experience what it is like to rely on Belleville's public transportation. He chose the month of February because of the harsh winter weather.
I'm going to be looking for the conditions at the bus stops, whether we've got them maintained. I'm going to be looking for the need for shelters. I'm going to be asking people what they think is good about our transit, what needs to be improved on.
The veteran councillor is also part of the city's Green Task Force, which has a goal of creating a more sustainable environment in Belleville. He says making transit more convenient will get cars off the road. Mayor Tasso Christopher supports the project. Boyce told QNET News that the mayor will be riding alongside him whenever he can. Deanna Fraser, QNET News, Belleville.
The Loyalist College Fitness Center is off to a busy new year. QNET News' William Prue has more.
Lots of noise is a familiar sound at the college's fitness center these days. With the first month of January winding down, the gym has been a popular place for a majority of the college's students and staff. Corey Mester is the coordinator of fitness facilities and campus recreation at the college, and he says that the new year tends to draw people to the facility.
As with just about every fitness facility, just about everywhere, January sees a major uptick in terms of daily visits and not necessarily an increase in our membership, but an increased number of our members becoming more active.
Mester added that a good percentage of loyalist population takes advantage of the gym.
Typically, by about this point, we're floating at around the 1,800, 1,900 mark. So out of a college of 2,800 students, it's a decently high percentage of students that have active memberships here.
Kaylee McLean works at the fitness center, and she says she's seen an increase in attendance of late.
Like, by the time December came last semester, there was maybe like 5-10 people a day, and now there's like 50 or 60 just in the like couple hours that I'm here, so I couldn't imagine how many people more are coming throughout the day. Like, it's crazy. Like, all of January, like, there used to be days where you would kind of know where the high parts and the down parts are, but now it's just busy all the time.
The fitness center is open 7 days a week. For more details, visit loyalistcollege.com. William Prue, QNET News, Belleville.
The Grind Cafe in Trenton is hosting an acoustic performance by two lead performers from a hardcore rock band this Friday night. Nikolai Karpinski has the story.
That was a sample from We Want Rock, a recently released single by the local hardcore rock band Fingers Crossed. The lead performers of the band, Brandon Welling, and his wife, Shonda Matula, are performing together live at the Grind Cafe this Friday night. Welling says they often sing together at home.
I'll be sitting there playing and singing something, and she doesn't even know what I'm singing, and she'll just put backup vocals in it and come sit with me and put her input in on it.
Welling is also an accomplished songwriter. He says he usually starts with the chorus.
I'll be playing around on the guitar, and I'll come up with something cool. And then on that riff, I'll have a good chorus line or a couple lines.
Friday's show starts at 7 p.m. and ends at 9. Nikolai Karpinski, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Random fact number 57. The coldest day in Belleville was minus 39.4 degrees.
Join us on Saturday, February 20th from noon to 3 to taste soup samples from local businesses for $2 each.
No slurping, please.
Vote for your favorite soup. Take a free horse-drawn carriage ride and let the kids play. Donation to Gleaners Food Bank will be accepted at the BDIA office. Thanks to the businesses of downtown Belleville, we can finally savor the chill. For details, downtownbelleville.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Ashley Clark with QNET Sports. 550 athletes from 20 teams across eastern Ontario will fill the pool at the Templeman Meninga Aquatic Center at the Quinty Sports and Wellness Center this weekend. The Belleville Youth Swim Team is hosting the Regional Ontario Short Course Championship Swim Meet. It begins Friday morning and runs all weekend. Spectators are welcome. Last night in the NHL, Lightning beat the Leafs 1-0. The Predators came out at 2-1 against the Flames, while the Flyers beat the Capitals 4-3 and Avalanche beat the Kings 4-3. The BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game goes tonight and features 40 of the top draft-eligible junior hockey players from across the country. Famed broadcaster Don Cherry will coach one of the teams.
I remember the very first one we were in Maple Leaf Gardens, and I thought it was going to be just go down, have some fun, all-star game. And I walked in, and the kids, they were ready to go. I mean, it was like the seventh game of a Stanley Cup, and they were ready to go. And no kidding around, it's like in the dressing room here, you think the kids would be throwing tape and having fun, and they know there's going to be 200 scouts and general managers and everything out here.
The game attracts a number of NHL scouts and general managers looking to trade top-end talent. The Golden State Warriors are an NBA best 42-4 and riding a five-game winning streak after Klay Thompson led them to a 127-107 win against Dallas. San Antonio has followed its 30-point loss to Golden State with a 130-99 road of Houston. Oklahoma City triumphed over Minnesota with the end score being 126-123. The Los Angeles Clippers pulled out an 85-83 victory in Atlanta. Avery Bradley matched his season high with 27 points, and Boston tied a season best with its fourth straight win, 111-103 against Denver. Rodney Hood scored 24 points and Gordon Hayward added 22, while the pair combined to shoot 17 for 30 in Utah's 102-73 laughter against Charlotte. Put on the red light, Sting is set to headline the NBA All-Star Halftime Show next month in Toronto. The 16-time Grammy Award winner, who kicks off a tour with Peter Gabriel in June, will play the halftime show at the Air Canada Centre on February 14th. Montreal acrobatic troupe Cirque du Soleil will start off the evening, which is part of the NBA All-Star Entertainment Series presented by JBL. Earlier this month, organizers announced Toronto rapper Drake will coach Canada's team at the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game on February 12th at the Ricoh Coliseum. The Canuck team includes two-time NBA MVP Steve Nash and Toronto Blue Jays All-Star right fielder Jose Bautista. Comedy star Kevin Hart will coach the U.S. team. Canada's Brooke Henderson kicks off her 2016 season today at the Pure Silk Bahamas LPGA Classic. She starts the year in the 18th position in the world rankings. Ricky Fowler headlines the field at this week's PGA Tour stop in San Diego. The opponent for top seed Novak Djokovic in the final of the Australian Open will be determined this evening. Djokovic advanced to another Grand Slam championship match yesterday with a semifinal win over Roger Federer. Send us your Team or League scores, email QNETNewsDesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today is cloudy with flurries or rain showers late this afternoon. Local snowfall will amount to about 2 centimeters with a high of plus 2. Tonight, flurries and a low of minus 2. For Friday, flurries ending in the afternoon, then a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 0, and Friday night will bring cloudy periods and a low of minus 7. Saturday will be periods of snow and a high of plus 2, and Sunday will be cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a high of 6. At 12:11, it's minus 1 and overcast. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Ashley Clark, News on 91X, next at 1.